Perhaps you visited places like Mount Vernon and Monticello, homes of the founding fathers Washington and Jefferson. If you traveled to Katona, New York, you'll find another home of a founding father. I'll take you to that farmstead on this edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McRae inviting our listeners to join me on a railroading tour of the Canadian Rockies featuring agricultural highlights August 3rd to August 12th. Fly to Calgary and experience breathtaking views on our train journey to Vancouver aboard Via Rails Canadian. Then a scenic ferry ride takes us to historic Victoria and the Bouchard Gardens. Agricultural features include Vandermeulen greenhouses and Golden Ears cheese crafters. All airfare, great hotels, and more are included. Call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
We know Mount Vernon and Monticello as the homes of founding fathers. Perhaps you don't know this one.
The homestead was originally built as a farm manager's home on family land in 1787, although John Jay, it seems from his letters, always planned to retire here.
Heather Iannucci is speaking of founding father John Jay. Jay retired as governor of New York and came to live in the farm home permanently in 1801.
Because this house was owned by the Jay family all the way up until the 1950s, when it was acquired by New York State to become a museum, so much of the contents are actually original pieces to John Jay.
While we more readily know names like Washington, Adams, and Jefferson, Heather says John Jay is a name that should be more familiar to Americans.
He never was president, and that's one of the reasons I think he's somewhat overlooked. But he was extremely important in founding our nation. He held more political offices than any other founding father,
including serving as first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. But Jay was also a farmer, a fact you'll find with a visit to this home.
We're not just a historic house. We also have 62 acres out of the original 750 acres John Jay had here. Although we're not actively involved in agriculture, we do talk a lot about the history of agriculture. This was, of course, a working farm. It was a gentleman's farm, a subsistence farm, and a farm for profit.
Today, the home hosts tours and farmers' markets, paying tribute to all aspects of the founding father's life and work for his new nation. Traveling the countryside in Katona, New York, I'm Andrew McRae.